Desiree, and I am being intentional about meeting my husband's need for closeness. Him and I are very different. We have a very godly marriage, and I'm so thankful for that. But we're very different at the same time, and he desires this closeness, cuddling and lovey-dovey stuff that I really don't have much interest in. So I have purchased new bedding for our bed because he likes to cuddle and be close, but I want my space. I want him on his side, me on my side, and that's how I'm comfortable. But I'm going to make a change to meet that need in my husband, that desire for closeness and cuddling. So with our new bedspread that we can share together and lots of prayer for God to change that in me so that I can meet that need for him, I am being intentional about meeting that need in my husband.
Good for you, Desiree. I was thinking, boy, you've certainly just been real honest with us, sharing the personal aspects of your relationship with your husband. But I bet you there's a lot of men and women who can relate on both sides of that equation. And it's just an example of the many things that can occur to create distance and issues in the marriage relationship. Dr. Randy here. Welcome to Intentional Living. Today, talking about intimacy in marriage. Love to have you join in live on our comment line. Here's the question. When do you feel closest to your spouse? When do you feel closest to them? 888-888-1717. Now for on air, the callers are already set from our archives. And so your call will be going to the storyline. Love to have you call and join us there at 888-888-1717. By the way, this is an important month for the ministry. It's a gathering month. It's a time to help us share in the support of the ministry as a listener-supported ministry. Intentional Living is here for you. And I told the team what I want to do for those of you who are joining to be a part of our journey, being a part of Intentional Living, standing with us in financial support. I said, hey, I want to send them a copy from us, from our ministry, of my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. And I'll do that when you join us today. We're coming up during this month of share, as we call it, Share-a-thon month, with this special kind of a pre-share gift. All you have to do is come on over to our website, join in support of the ministry on a monthly basis. We'll send you the book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Simply go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Hit the donate button. Come and join us and be a part of Intentional Living.
I've been married for 18 years. They've been 18 up and down years. It's never been easy, never been beautiful, but it's been something that we have worked on, and we're always in church, so our church helps us. But without my wife, I couldn't do anything that I do. It's like when you need God, you need your wife. You need to help me to make things go and to make things work. She supports me in my job. She supports me in my ministry at the church. She supports me in everything I do, and I couldn't do it without her. And I think that's the key to marriage. Is, you know, it's not beautiful all the time. It's not always smelling the roses all the time. But, you know, without her, I couldn't do it. And I hope she feels the same way about me, because I try to be there for her as well. However, I can't do it without her.
Well, there's a story. You know, in the book, Starve for Affection, I listed some questions. Let me just share them with you, and you think about them for yourself. In your marriage, do you feel close to or distant from your spouse? Closeness. That's an indication, sort of a barometer, how much intimacy is in your marriage. Do you feel passionate or mechanical? Is your behavior toward your spouse spontaneous, or is it just routine? Are you emotionally full or empty? Do you feel loved as you were meant to be loved, or is there something missing? Do you feel inspired or expired by your spouse's touch? Do you feel adored or indifferent? Do you feel understood or disregarded when you talk with your spouse? A few questions that we use to sort of launch our discussion in the book, Starve for Affection. By the way, if you feel that way, Starve for Affection in your marriage, men or women, this book, I researched, a lot of help, very practical. It's been one of our top resources here. Star for Affection. You can get it, by the way. It's available through our store, and you can order it for yourself or someone you know. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and be a part of the program, or read that as part of the program, I think, and be an intentional in your marriage. We're talking about intimacy. You know, intimacy has many facets to it. Obviously, the sexual part is biblical. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 talks about the importance and necessity and value of sex in marriage. So much so, it says, except for times of fasting and prayer, you should be together in your marriage sexually. But there's other forms and other avenues of intimacy in marriage. We're talking about financial intimacy, emotional intimacy. There's spiritual intimacy. There's intimacy around solving problems, about goal setting, to be intentional. And all of these areas can draw you together in closeness in your marriage, for sure. 888-888-1717. Isaiah is on the line. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. When do you feel closest in your marriage?
When I'm furthest away.
Wow. Explain.
I work in Ann Arbor. The shop in Jackson just got shut down. I've got to drive back and forth, and it kind of separates us a little bit from being able to see each other, but it really draws me closer to her when we've only been together for 8 years, and we are growing so much in the Lord lately in this past year and a half that it's really opening my eyes to see how much she really loves me as well as I really love her.
So in the spiritual, what you're saying, in the last 8 years, you've grown spiritually, so there's been a real growth of spiritual intimacy in your lives.
Correct.
So when you're away and you're in Ann Arbor, she's in Jackson, it was about an hour apart or so, you just, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Is that what's happening?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, good for you. So what's one thing you've learned in these last 8 years being together, Isaiah, that you'd pass along to other couples, other men, in growing intimacy in your marriage? What's one thing that you guys have done? I mean, really practical thing you've done together that's made a difference?
Putting God first and not worrying about all the financial mishaps that you are going to go through. Just knowing that God is good.
Yes, he is. All right, so when you get into those challenges, we're on the same page spiritually. That's foundational for sure.
Yes.
Isaiah, thank you for your call from Michigan today.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to head about 1,200 miles south. We're going to go to Florida here and talk to Skipper, who's on the line, probably in the Panama City area. Hi, Skipper. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm just fine as a frog there.
Well, I'm glad you called. When do you feel closest to your spouse in marriage?
When we're praying together. We sit in the evening, and he takes me in his arms, and that's when we come to God and set our problems in front of him, and He blesses us, and we pray for and with each other.
Has that been a long-term thing that you've done for many years, or is it recent?
We've been married for 45 years, and he's been saved for 35. So it's been a long time, and it's such a blessing to be married to a godly Christian man.
Mm. Well, I'm sure there are others listening who wish that were their story, was their story, and it does make a difference. You know, when you think about getting on the same page, and you'll hear a theme, communication, certainly being on the same page spiritually. That's why when the scripture talks about not being unequally yoked together, that picture of two oxen in a yoke together, if they're not pulling together, not heading in the same direction, it can be very stressful. And difficult. And of course, starting at the spiritual level, having that same value system, everything flows out of that. Your values about, you know, kids and money and work or whatever flows out of that basic value system, which is a spiritual thing for sure. All right. Congratulations. 45 years of marriage. Ain't bad in this day and age, Skipper. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. That's a good name. Skipper from Florida, Panama City on the beach. That makes sense, doesn't it? Thank you, Skipper, for your call. Courtney, you're up next here in just a moment. 888-888-1717.
We will have been married almost 28 years. We have 9 children. But the most important thing that I would like to say, you know, make sex a priority, even when you're young. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but when you work at that when you're young and when you're old like we are, and you've been married as long as we have, and you've had, you know, all kinds of excuses not to be intimate with one another because you've had so many kids, let me tell you, it gets incredibly awesome as the years go on. And it just keeps getting better and better. And we are just surprised that it's so good. But anyway, I just want to say, everyone out there, keep working at it, because it just gets better and better and better.
All right. Well, thank you for that call. Talking about intimacy today in marriage, from the whole range. You know, we think of sexual intimacy. The Bible speaks of that in 1 Corinthians 7. We're talking about emotional, spiritual intimacy seems to be a theme that's sort of resonating with those calling for good reason. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Courtney, talking about when she feels closest. Hi there, Courtney.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How is it you feel closest to your spouse?
Well, we haven't been married for too long already, but what we've done is, like the woman who was on the commercial, she was talking about sex as a priority because, I mean, in our reality, it kind of is, because then it allows you to connect with that person and allow that intimacy.
Hmm.
But that's not all you really need, I believe. I believe you need those silly times that you're with the one you love, because you can feel really close to somebody acting like a 4-year-old when it's the person you love.
Yeah, absolutely. Putting keeping then, fun in your marriage. How long have you been married, Courtney?
Since the end of January.
Oh, just getting started. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got, and listen, you've been listening to some people calling, been married 40 years, 45 years and more, and you're going to hear as you listen that if you get started on the right foundation with communication, you get connected spiritually, and you really build all of the wide range of areas of intimacy in your marriage, it'll, you know, 45 years from now, you look back and say, hey, this has been 45 years getting to this stage. That's where it begins.
And we're already looking at it like it's already been this long, and it doesn't even feel like it. It feels like it could have been yesterday, and I'm married to my best friend.
That's it.
And it doesn't feel like it.
Good for you. Well, the research shows marry your best friend and things work out a lot better. Well, congratulations, Courtney. I'm glad you're listening
to
Intentional Living, and you keep listening, okay?
Oh, I thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you. That's great. Let's go to Dave, who's also in Arizona. Hi there, Dave.
Well, hi, sir. How are you?
Good. Doing well. What about you? When do you feel closest to your spouse?
I feel closest to my spouse, and she feels likewise, too. During prayer, and then after we've prayed, we have intentionally, and we have decided that we're going to come together in the Lord on whatever we're praying about. We have made that in that move, we feel the Lord's presence, of course, during prayer and after prayer. Mm. And then that creates such a strong emotional bond between us, and very intimate, spiritual intimacy, emotional intimacy. And then, throughout the day, there's also the sexual intimacy part of it that is created first from, walking together in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's prayer that really helps us so much in our relationship intimacy.
Mm. Well, that's certainly a theme. How long you been married, Dave?
Just recently, only a few months. We've known each other for some time, but just recently married.
That's good. Well, getting started on that foundation and making that a habit, one of the things about intentional living, we talk about having your goals and your purpose and then having habits. And if you can develop that kind of a habit early on in your marriage, it's easier than waiting when it's more difficult because other habits have developed. So developing that early in your marriage is a good thing.
Agreed, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your call, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right. We've got all sorts of calls. Young couples, people been married for 40 years, stuck in intimacy. When do you feel closest to your spouse? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
The reality was, as we went through that change, there were some that grasped it, became a part of it, some that waited to see what was going to happen, and frankly, some that resisted it. And so as we look at these moments in our life, sometimes God's going to give you an aha moment that's not going to make sense to other people. It takes moments and time to process to understand what God is saying.
An aha moment can change your life. I talk about two moments that occur in most of our lives, either aha moment or oh no moments. And we all have had oh no moments, accidents, mistakes, dumb decisions, things we should have done, didn't do, or things we did and shouldn't have done. You know what I'm talking about? Or things that happen by accident in our life that we think they're accidents and they're kind of, oh no. But you know, the aha moments are those moments of awareness, insight, the Holy Spirit revealing himself through scripture or prayer. We become aware of something. There's an aha moment that, like today, we're talking about marriage. Maybe today you're having an aha moment about your marriage, about the power of one thing in your marriage, developing intimacy in your marriage, and then taking these aha moments and expanding on them for God's glory and your benefit. This month, my teaching, you just heard a clip from it, is called An Aha Moment Can Change Your Life. And the video and audio portion of this teaching is going out to all of our monthly members. You've received it or will be receiving it here in the next several days. But for those of you who will join us during the program today, during this special month we call Share Month, September is kind of a share month, not only will we start sending you the monthly teaching from Intentional Living as you join monthly, but for those of you who will become a part of the Intentional Living monthly support family, I'll send you a copy of my latest book called Hijacked Emotions, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. How to overcome anxiety, worry, fear, and other emotions that can drag you down. Come and join us today. Here's how you do it. Go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, click on that donate button, and when you do, the information will pop up. You can fill it in, and we'll make sure the book gets to you, plus we'll email to you the Aha Moments Can Change Your Life teaching. Come and be a part of Intentional Living. Your support is making a difference.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Hey, have you visited Dr. Randy's blog lately? You'll find some great posts that will help you with your marriage, your faith, your finances, your kids, and much more. You'll find these great posts at theintentionallife.com/blog. Randy?
Yeah, we will. Thank you, Kurt, for reminding our friends that our resources at Intentional Living Center, Intentional Living, are available to you because we love you and we want you to be successful. Our heart beats for you to be successful in the areas of your life that matter. And spiritually, starting on that foundation, and we drive home that point, and then building on that, the practical areas of your marriage and your parenting and finance and so on, it makes it a lot easier. And when we look at intentional living, there's really two pieces. There's the intention and there's the living, see? And intention comes from the idea of goals and purpose and desires and stretching for something. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we would believe that intention is knowing God's intention and then stretching for that. And that really takes, that's an inside job. So the intention part is an inside job. The living part is an outside job. The living part is turning actions into habits. What are actions that will that could become habitual in your life that would drive you toward fulfilling your purpose and God's intention in your life. That's intentional living. Two pieces, one internal, one external. I wish we were on TV because I have a little chart that I use, and I always draw it even when I'm teaching. If we're on TV, I could show it to you. But it's pretty clear in terms of what intentional living is. And today, as we think about intimacy, what's God's intention for intimacy? What's God's desire for intimacy? What is your goal for intimacy in your marriage? And then what are the actions and habits to make that a reality? That's really what it comes down to. Okay, let's go. We got callers standing by. I want to tell us how and when they feel closest in marriage. Susan is on the line next. Welcome, Susan.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. When is it you feel closest to your spouse?
It would be during our struggles.
Can you give an example?
Well, when we first got together, we didn't know God the way we know him now. And, you know, during our struggles, we would leave each other and argue and just fight. And now that we know God, it brings us closer together. It just, we have strength through it versus weakness. And I have my husband to thank for that, too, because I'm weaker when it comes to our children. They're autistic, and he's the strong one, and he guides me through it, and I wouldn't be able to handle some of the things that I go through now if it wasn't for him to be there way he is. And
so you're saying in the past, Susan, when you'd have struggles, it'd separate you, and now when you have struggles, it kind of draws you together.
Yes.
What's been the big difference in making that a reality?
God. We read the Bible more. We don't look at our marriage as it's about me or him. We look at it's about God, and we're together on this journey and to do the best we can to help each other understand God's will for us and not our own. And a lot of people think, oh, marriage is a fairy tale. Everything's just going to be perfect, and it's not. It's a struggle. It's hard. And you have to understand that your spouse is not perfect, just like you're not. And the only one that is perfect is Jesus Christ. And we have to try to show an example to the other person. And I think that's what makes the other one stronger in faith.
Absolutely. That's great.
It just helps.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Susan, for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We're talking about intimacy today. I just got a text. My brother Larry just sent me a text. He said, I'm driving down I-75 through south of Macon, Georgia, middle Georgia, and listening to Intentional Living on the radio from Family Life Radio in middle Georgia. So glad you're listening, Larry. Thanks for checking in. Hope you're driving safely down there, I-75. By the way, if you want to find a listing of the stations where you can hear Intentional Living, you can go to our website, theintentionallife.com. When you do that, just click on broadcast and you can get to a list of all of the radio stations, 150 radio stations or so around the country where you can tune in and listen. And of course, online, you can take it with you. You got the mobile app. We don't talk about that as much as we should. We got this mobile app that, you know, a lot of people are checking into, and you can join us on Facebook. A lot of really good things going on, so. Okay, let me go to Pam in Kansas. Pam, welcome to Intentional Living. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. We're talking about when do you feel closest to your spouse? When do you feel that?
I feel closest to my spouse sitting in church and singing praises to our Lord. I love when we bump shoulder to shoulder, hold hands, or nod at each other through the sermon. It's very intimate for me.
Now, do you fight?
49 years this summer.
49 years you've been married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has it always been that kind of intimacy? Have you always been close over the years, or
yes.
Has it grown into this?
God has blessed us with a marriage from heaven. I mean, we've been best friends. We were best friends for several years before we ever married, and our marriage has been a gift from God. And we've had troubles and trials, and right now my husband is seriously ill, and I would appreciate prayers, please.
And what's his first name?
His name is Bill.
Okay. Sally, I'm going to ask you if you put it on our prayer line, and we'll ask all the listeners today to be praying for your husband, Bill, for that God will touch him and raise him back up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
God
Bye.
Bless you. You know, we're thinking of intimacy today, and the stories you've heard today have been pretty positive. These are people who are, it's happening for them. And we share these success stories with you because we want to offer you hope that you too can have this in your marriage and your life. You heard Pam and you've heard others say, but it wasn't always this way. It wasn't always such. It's a decision that we make. And I come back to what we focus on with intentional and living. The idea with intention is knowing that God has a bigger purpose for your marriage. What is God's intention for marriage? What is God's intention for your family? What is God's intention for you? And no matter what it is you're wrestling with the mundane of daily activities and the routine of life, to have a picture of that bigger purpose and God's goals and a clear, intentional vision of what you have for the future, and then living that out, that's the living part, the daily actions. Here's the question as we wrap up the program today. What one thing could you do today? One thing you could start doing today and every day for the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in developing greater intimacy in your marriage. And then the question is, what's keeping you from doing that one thing?
If you're going through marital problems, I think you have to focus on the other person and not on what you're feeling, especially if you're a sensitive person like myself. When I started to show my wife love and understanding and kindness, she wondered what was going on. You know, where's this coming from, this guy who I was fighting with for so long? And she wanted what I had, what we used to have, what we had at the beginning of our relationship, those very same things, the joy, the love, the sharing, the kindness. That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Thank you for sharing that testimony. You know, you just demonstrated again when we talk about intimacy in marriage, but you even brought it closer to intentional living by doing the next right one thing. You decided what one thing needs to happen to return to this loving attitude in the relationship with my spouse, and you did it, and it made a difference. Powerful. Very powerful. And again, thank you for sharing your stories. This month, because it's a special share month, for those who are joining us as monthly members, not only right now receiving the teaching this month, which will come automatically, but my book, Hijacked Emotions, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Love and respect. Next time, come and join us.